קוף למד זיין ומד דייס. רב אלעזר אומר, תולין איז המשמרס ביונטף, בנוסטן לתלויה בשבס. משמרס is a filter, what is it called?
A strainer.
And they used to put it over either a frame and hang it down and then put the wine in, or they put it over a kli and hung it over a kli and strained the wine into a kli. In other words, they put the strainer over a barrel, or they stood it on what's it called, on a stand, without a kli, basically, not on a kli, but just on a frame, and it hung down. See, there's a difference between them. So Rav Elazar says, you're allowed to set up a strainer on Yontif, and you're allowed to use a strainer that's already set up on Shabbos, but you can't set it up on Shabbos. V'chachomim omrim, ein tolin es ha-meshmeres b'yontif. V'chachomim hold, you're not allowed to set up a strainer even on yontif. They know some the tluya b'shabbos. And you can't strain things on what's it called, even if it was set up before Shabbos on Shabbos. Aval nosnim betluya b'yontif. But you're allowed to strain things on a set up strainer on yontif, if it was set up before yontif. So to set up a strainer, according to the Chachomim, is never mutter. To use it is mutter on Yontif and not on Shabbos. And according to Rav Elazar, you're allowed to set up a strainer on Yontif, surely use it on Yontif, and you're not allowed to set up a strainer on Shabbos, but you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Tolin es ha-mishmeres, shemesan in bo shmor ha-yayin, you filter or strain, what's it called, the lees of the wine, u-moseach pi al-chol tzad, be-eagle, v'naseh ko-ohel al-chal al-hakli, shekorin, and you put it on top of a kli, Rashi says, you distend it, and it hangs over the kli, and it becomes like an oil. It's like a tent over the kli. The afogav de ovid ohel, shore biyantif. And even though you're making a tent, you're making a canopy over the mouth of the kli, it's mutar on yantif, could appear as big and far as big gemara. Aval b'shabes mitla lechatchila lo. Aval im tluya hi nos natocha shmarim misanein dein derech borer bekach. Rabbi Lesher holds that on Shabbos you're not allowed to set up this strainer. We'll see in 1 second why. But what's it called? But you're allowed to use it on Shabbos because it's not the derech of borer. Borer is where you mamish separate one thing from the other, and here by a mishmeres, for some reason, it's not the same as borer. We'll see when we get to the Gemara why it's not borer. So you're separating the leaves, which are the psolis, from the wine. Shemara says, Hashtar b'lezer or sofi ohel haroi lomostinen, lemeva, lechatchila. Lechatchila shari. Right? How come Rabbi Lezer holds you're allowed to set up a strainer, both on what's it called, you're allowed to set up a strainer on Yontif. If he holds it, you're not even allowed to add to a temporary ohel on Yontif. How could he hold that you're allowed to set up? The Chorus is an ohel. How could he hold you're allowed to set up an ohel on Yontif? Mahi, where do we see that Rabbi Lezer holds that you can't even add to an ohel on Yontif? This non. Pekaka chalon. You have an opening in the wall, which is a window. And then you have a pekak. Like today, a pekak is a cork, but it means a closure, to close up, to stop up, a stopper, to stop up the window.
A shutter,
okay. So a window shutter, right. Rabbi Lezer Omer, bizman shekosher v'tolui pokim bo. If the window shutter is tied to the wall, and it's also hanging, it's not on the ground, so it's clear that it's mishamish, the window, right? It's not on the ground, that it looks like a separate kli. It's tied on, right? So it looks like it's connected to the window. So then, what's it called, halach is, you're allowed to use it as a shutter. The imlav ain't poking, but if not, you can't shutter the window, because it looks like you're adding to a binyan. The Chachomim omrim, ben kach uven kach poking, but the Chachomim hold, doesn't make a difference if it's tied or if it's hanging, and then we had the Gemara before, whether you need both conditions, one condition, or whatever. Of Omer Rabba Bar Barchana, Omer Rav Yochanan, Hakol Moldim, Shein Osen Oel Aroi Batchila, Biyantith. They ain't Tzorech Lomer B'Shabbos. right? And Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, explained this. What's the machlokas over here between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lezer? Whether you're allowed to shutter this window or not, whether it's tied, not tied, or whatever. He explained that everybody agrees that you can't make an Oel Haroi, right, stamp to make a temporary tent or temporary closure in a wall or whatever, that you can't do. You're adding on to an Oel. You're adding on to the wall. By putting in the shutter, you're adding on to the wall. Even though it's temporary, it's awesome. Okay? Lo nechleku elachosin. If you're making a wall, even a temporary wall, on Shabbos or Yontif, is awesome. But if you're adding to a temporary Ohel, that's where they argue. Shabbalezer omer ein mosifin biyontif, vein sarach lomer b'Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer holds you're not allowed to even add on to a temporary Ohel. On Yontif, surely not on Shabbos. And therefore, if the pekak is not hanging and tied, it looks like you're adding to a temporary addition to the wall. And that's awesome. And the Chachamim hold you can add. As long as the canopy was there, or the Ohel was there, you're allowed to add to it on Shabbos and surely on Yom Tov. Shalomaisa, if we see that Rebbe Lezer holds that you can't even add to a temporary Ohel, how could he hold you could put up a strainer which is creating a temporary ohel on the Yontif? Where it says, Rabbi Lezer sover la Krab Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer holds a Krab Yehuda. Tanya, ein ben Yontif la Shabbos ala ochel nefesh bilvad. Right? The Mishnah says, the Brisa says, that there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif except ochel nefesh. Things used for the preparation of food are mutter on Yontif, the rest on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda mater af machshurei ochel nefesh. And Rabbi Yehuda is matter even machshirei ochel nefesh, meaning not only the preparation of food itself, but even things that go into the preceding stages, the preparations for preparing food. Memela, setting up a strainer on yontif is mutter because it's the preparations for the preparing of food. Right? It's the prior preparations that aren't actual food, but straining the liquid and setting up the strainer to strain the liquid is mutter. Even Rabbi Yehuda is only matir preparations for preparation of food that you couldn't have done Erev Yontif. But preparations that you could have done Erev Yontif, even Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't do on Yontif. So it says, Rabbi Lez, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and one step further, Rabbi Yehuda holds any preparations for preparing food. Preparations to prepare food, right? Making an oven. If you couldn't have done it Erev Yontif, you're allowed to do it on Yontif. But things that you could have done Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to do on Yontif. Even in the preparations for the preparing of food. And Rebbe Lezer goes one step further and says, even preparations that you could have done Erev Yontif, you're allowed to do on Yontif too. Preparations for preparations. See Rashi. Kaka chalon can go arubas hagag. So Rashi says it's not talking about a window in a vertical wall, because that's not an oval. Okay, it's talking about a window in the roof, a skylight, that kind of window, and then you're making a tent. Okay, ela lahosif kigon. It's addition, it's adding to an oil. The roof is there. This is an addition to the roof, a space in the roof that's empty. So you're adding to an ohel. That what's it called? Okay, that's what's it called. That you're allowed to do. Sover like Rabbi Yehuda, Hilkach Chacha Shori Demachshir Yochel Nefeshu. Since you also like Rabbi Yehuda, that's why you're allowed to put up a strainer on Yontif, even though you're making an oil, because you're allowed to do malacha on Yontif in preparation of food, even if it's not the immediate preparation. Shef Shalasos Meir Yontif, going Shvud She Nirtzam Yontif. Things you can't do Erev Yontif, like you had spit that got broken on what's it called on Yontif, and now you don't have another spit to use, so you can make the spit. Atifa Chazaka. He's stronger than Rabbi Yehuda. Tehu Sharia Filu Machshir and Shef Shemi Erev Yantim. Rabbi Lezer's matter, even preparations that you could have done Erev Yantim. Okay, let's go on. The Chachomim Omrim. The Chachomim say no. That you're not allowed to set a strainer up, not on Yontif and not on Shabbos. You're allowed to use a strainer on Yontif and not on Shabbos. Iboyelahu, Tolamai. What happens if you did set up a strainer on Yontif or Shabbos? Or Shabbos? What's the halacha? Omer of Yosef, Tolachayiv Chatas. The Rabbanan hold that if you set up a strainer on Yontif or Shabbos, on Shabbos, Yechayiv Chatas. If you set up a strainer on Shabbos, Yechayiv Chatas. And then Eil on Yontif, you'd be over a lav. Omer le'abaye, elamiyata tola kuza besichta hachinami de mechayit. What did you do? The ma'aseh says it's a temporary thing that you're going to take away. If you hung something on a nail, right, on the wall, so you temporarily added to the house, and you're going to take it off, yechayiv chatas? Who holds that a temporary addition to a temporary building is chayiv chatas? The most could be is asim of the rabbana, right? Hachinami de mechayit, ela. Amar Abaye midrabbanan he shelo yase kedera shuosu bechol. So Abaye says no, it's only a rabbinic prohibition, right? Enochanam, you're right, it's only a rabbinic thing. Rashi says Elmer Abaye, I won't say what's Rashi for. Tala kuzla besichta, tala kli katan bemagud. If you hung, you had a peg in the wall and you hung a kli on it, so you're temporarily adding to the house by adding something onto that nail, right? Anybody hold your chayav achatas? It's mutter completely to do that. Okay, this, what did you do? Achinami de mechayi v'hocha mai chiyuva ika ba'ol aroi binyan gomer lohavi midrabanan with the mitzvah. It can only be the rabbanan. In other words, it can't be minat Torah. Minat Torah, doing something temporarily, making a temporary building can't be, because if you hang up something temporary on the wall, it could be mutter. So it can't be more than the rabbanan to make something that looks or whatever is going to come to be building something kavua. Hello, Rabbi Midrabon and Kasri Lechachonim, the Masnisen, the Loshavkin and Le, Lemisle, Lemevet, Uvdi the Chol. So Rashi learns that it's also Midrabon and it has nothing to do with an Oel. It's not an Oel, for whatever reason, right? Some say it's not an Oel because it's not made for use of things underneath. You don't need this Oel to protect something underneath. You need it to strain the wine from above. So that's not an Ohel. An Ohel is where the thing is a covering for what's underneath. Here it's not a covering for the thing underneath. It's not called an Ohel. So why is it Aser? Because of Uvda the Chol. It's a weekday kind of thing. It's not Matim. It's not, what's it called, fitting for Shabbos. That's it. There's some Isurid Rabbanan. Or it's too much Tircha. It's not. Others learn that, what's it called? Or it's Aser because you may come to do like you do during the week and even strain food for after Yontif. The Naila, it's awesome, or after Shabbos. But it has nothing to do with Oel. Other Rishonim learn that Uvda the Chol means it's an Oel. And we're afraid that you'll leave it, what's it called, and is it Oel Midrabanan? Because it does serve the underneath too, because the fact is that when you strain the wine, and the air goes through or whatever, and keeps the wine underneath okay also, and the kli. Whatever, they say this, it does have an idea of an ohel, the strainer. It does serve a purpose for what's underneath. And Memela, we're afraid that you may leave it there and make it a binyan aroi. Or it's a binyan, what's it called? It is a binyan aroi, and a binyan aroi is also with the rabbanan, because we're afraid that you may make a different thing that will be kavua. So some learn that the isser is because of what's it called, of ohel, and some learn, and Rashi learns it's uvda dechol. Okay. Okay, and even though now also it's also with the rabbanan, so why don't we ask the same question? Why is it different than hanging something on a peg, which is mutter completely? So Tosus explains, in Isurei Drabbanan, you can make a difference. Drabbanan felt this isn't close enough to adding something even temporarily. This doesn't look like you're adding to the building by hanging something on a peg. On the other hand, putting up a strainer looks like you're a building. In Drabbanans, you can make differences. But to say that this is Aser Min HaTorah and this one is Mutter completely, there's no Svara to make the difference between them. Okay. Rashi. Mankid Abaya Chumrei Masnisa V'Tani. Abaya gathered together, right? He collected Chumrei Masnisa Klalo Shobraisis. The word Chumrei over here has nothing to do with Chumra. Chumrei means Chomer, material. Well, Mamash, we'll see, it doesn't really mean 100% like that, but that's the concept. The concept is he gathered a lot of material that was what's it called, similar, and he put them all together. He classified a lot of material that he put together. And he said the following. Let's see, Rashi. Chumrei, Masnaisa, Klalos, Shobraisis. Chomer Kesher. Chomer is a knot. Kalomar klalo shemotzer bebrisus begud levada uvemishmeres levada uvekila levada uvekise galin levada ushnon kulan hapturin avalasurin bechomer echad. He tied together a lot of individual brises that he found. They weren't together in one place. Here was this halacha was in one brise, so this halacha was in a different one, but they all had a similar idea behind them. So he gathered them all together in one place and taught them together, right? And he put all the ones that were potter aval aser together and all the ones that were mutter in one thing, and he used to teach them together to make it easier for the Talmidim. Instead of learning this one over here and this one over here, he gathered together and he learned them together as a one subject. He gathered them into similar subjects. Okay, what were they? They were the following. The Tani, Hagud, right? Rashi says, Gud, who or shall behema tofer, upiv rach of ma'od, the yeshlo shnotzim, the ovary drachim, the malim oso yain, ochola, the makom shetokim shamaleim, lalun, the shotkin oso, upiv masuach agabi yisedos, the ruach overis mitachtov, umitstanin shlo yiskalkal hayain, the vidomala oel acher shenimtach. He says it like this. This is a like a big water. What do they put water in? A canteen, but not a little canteen. A gigantic. It's like a sack, big sack for putting in wine, and it has strings that go around, and you tie it up, and you carry it over your shoulder when you're traveling. When they would camp, they opened up the big mouth and put it on a frame, and let it hang down. And what's it called? And that way the air would circulate under the bottom of the canteen and would keep the wine or the milk or whatever it was fresh. When they hung it on this frame and it hung over the ground, it was like an oil. It formed a canopy over the ground. So that's the gud. Mishmeres is what's called a strainer. Also forms a canopy over the ground. Kila is a bed canopy, which they used to have a bed with a pole over it, and the canopy would go on top of the pole and over the bed. That's a kila. Kise galin is a foldable chair, right? All of these things are what's it called, form a canopy over the ground. We'll see. We'll see. Kise shigalin, maybe not like that. But all these things, some way, form a canopy over the ground. Right, and the halach is lo yaseh. You're not allowed to do them lechatchil on Shabbos or Yontif. The imasa potter. If you did it, you're potter. Potter avalasa. Rosham of the rabban. Avalasa. Ohale keva lo yaseh. A permanent tent. You're not allowed to make the imasa chayiv chatas. That you're chayiv chatas. These are only temporary tents. Temporary tents are rosham of the rabban. Aval mita the kisei trasko the asla mutl and tosan lechatchila. But a bed. See one second how Rashi learns. And a kise trasel is a folding chair, the asla, and a folding toilet seat, right? That it folds up, and when you open it up, and then it's a chair. So it also covers the ground, right? All those are mutter lechatchila, mutter l'tosel lechatchila. See Rashi. Kila, we already had the good. The good is the canteen, big canteen, that when you camp, you put on a frame, and it hangs over the ground. Kila, sheyesh begagot tefach. Rashi learns a kila is only an ohel if it has a tefach wide on the top. less than a tefach. In other words, if it's totally comes to a point at the top, totally, right, or within three tefachim of the top, it doesn't have a tefach, then wide, then it's what's it called, not considered an ohel. But if anywhere between three tefachim of the top, there's a tefach space, that's called already a tefach, what's considered less than three tefachim height, it's considered a tefach wide. So if it has a tefach wide on the top, then it's a problem of ohel. Less than a tefach, there's no such thing as an ohel. An ohel has to be at least a tefach. The kisei galin, kumo mita galalanisa, the kira, v'hu shein makom. Galin is the name of a place, and they used to have these beds, were indigenous to this place. Umefarkin mitosean v'kisosean, v'toanin oson imohem, v'chozim avzir oson. They were detachable beds, and that's the word, assemblable beds. They came apart and they put them back together. They were made of pieces, they were modular beds. Right, they came and they put them together, what's it called, they carried them around, and then when they needed the bed, they assembled it together. Lo yase, the Oel Aroi ninu. All of them are considered Oel Aroi. You're making a temporary tent. The Kisei Galim, Rashi says, the Kisei Galim is not a tent. Because my pashas, because it has nothing to do, you don't make the chair for anything underneath. It's only for what's on top, right? So there it's not a tent. It's a gzeira shemi yiska b'chozek. We're afraid, since it's something that you put together modularly, we're afraid you may put it together in a way that's called binyan. You put it together not temporarily and loosely, you'll put it together quick, strong, you'll put screws in it or whatever, and then you'll be over on either binyan or makim b'patish, so it's a separate gzeira. Okay, Tosis learns that it's because of ohel. Okay, and Tosis learns that it's like a bed that you put over a frame, and the halacha is that if you build the frame first and then put the bed on top, which is a normal way of building an ohel, that's awesome. If you put the frame out and then build the sides down, that's mutter. Okay, and here he holds it that sometimes people put things under the bed. So the bed is not only for what's on top, it's for what's underneath also, and the same thing with the chair. The chair over also, they should put things under the chair or whatever, and it was considered a, what's it called, a kisei galin was also something that was like an ohel. Not because you may come to build it strong, because then it doesn't fit in with the other things. It's completely different than the Isser of the other ones. The other ones are Ohel, and this one's because of Binyan. But Rashi learns, no, Ohel is also because of Binyan. So in general, it's the same thing. And Tosfos says, no, here it's also because of Ohel. Aval mita shalanu, hamechuberes v'omedes. However, our bed, right, sometimes you turn it on its side, you want to turn it over now. Okay, im hoisa skufa o mutal tzideha, mutal in tosa li yashval ragleha, the afagav the hashto of it, oh el shari, glo midi of it, el li yesuva bi'alma. Rashi seems to say, if you have something that's already set up, you just turn it over and now it becomes an ohel, that's not making an ohel. You didn't make anything. You just repositioned it. It was always there, the same way that it is now. Except before it was on its side, now it's over. That's not called, and it's only aroi, the Rabbanan didn't answer that. Right, the nafkamina would be putting up a chuppah that's already set up, but it's lying down on Shabbos or Yontif. According to Rashi, that would be mutter. Or an umbrella that was opened before Shabbos or Yontif, just now picking it up, would be mutter. And an achinami. There are shitas that hold that the only reason that an umbrella is also, chazonisha is like that, because uvda dechol. That's not Shabbos thing. But mikra hadin, it's not an ohel because it was set up before, and you're not doing anything. You're not whatsoever. You're not making an ohel. You're just repositioning an ohel that already exists. Other achronim rishonim hold no, that since repositioning it makes it the ohel the way it was before, it wasn't an ohel. That's called making an ohel aroi, and therefore it's also because of ohel aroi. Okay. Okay. Let's go on. Okay, mita, kisei traskel, kachshmo, right? So, but a bed, Rashi says, that turning it over, and according to what's it called, Tosfos, the mita would be that you put the the top of the mita first, and then you held it in the air, and then you put the sides down afterwards, that's mutter. Or, because the halacha is, an ohel is only usur if it has sides. Here, this mita has no sides. Right? We're not going to go into all the halachas, but the factors that make a difference in the Rishonim are the following. An ohel without any sides, okay, some Rishonim holders, b'chlau, can never be an ohel. An ohel has to have a top and sides. Others hold that if at least it has two sides, but it's not mishtamish for what's underneath, only for what's on top, right, then it's not an ohel. If it's basically you need it for what's on top, you sleep on top of it, it's not for what's underneath, right, it's not made for what's underneath at all, then some hold that never could be an ohel. If the main purpose is for what's on top of the partition, not what's underneath, it's never an ohel, according to some Rishonim. Some Rishonim say it is an ohel as long as it has all four... what's it called, sides are, also has four partitions on the bottom. Other Rishonim say that if it's made to be mishtamish underneath, it doesn't need sides. Others say, no, at least it needs two sides. Okay, so that the sides and what its purpose is it to protect the underneath or just for the top, that's factors in whether it's an oil or not, and why these things are mutter would depend on these factors. Kisek Trasko Kachshimo. That's the name of this seat. Ubalaz, whatever. But Yolno Shalor, Mekaplanoso, Shmesapmasal, Mesalkinoso, Somkinoso, Lakoso, Shirotsulashi, Vilav Noteo, Vyoshiv, Dalad Raglayo. Right? It's a collapsible chair. So those chairs you fold up. They have a seat that's made out of fabric or leather or whatever. And when you want to sit on it, you open it up. Support one side on the wall, the other side comes out, and you sit down on it. The asla, is a collapsible toilet seat. Asri kein kise tras, made like a kise trasko, aval ora porus olav nokul vavesa kise, but it has a hole in the middle. Right? It's like a toilet seat. Right? It's like a chair, but the chair has a hole in the middle. So, mutter lintos olechatchila, to ha'ovit v'koyt. Rashi says all of these are because they're already made. And since they're made to open and close, they're like they're already made. They're just closed up. They're not detached. Right? Something that closes and opens is already considered made. The Chazonish therefore holds, since, what's it called, the only reason an umbrella is osur is because it's uvda dechol. So what happens, you have a sunshade on a carriage that's connected, and you put it down and put it up. The Chazonish holds that you're allowed to use a sunshade on a carriage. Because even though you're making the oil was already there, it was attached, it's just collapsible. So the Chazonish hold this mutter, other Achronim hold no. Right? If this, what's it called, even though it was set up before, positioning it now is osur. Memela, even something on hooks would be osur to put up, unless it was opened a little before a Shabbos, you can add on to it, but you can't make it completely on Shabbos. So Machlokas, the Chazonish, and others, whether you're allowed to put up a sunshade on a carriage that's connected to it on Shabbos where it wasn't opened at all. Okay. Well, if it was, had to be opened at Tefach, right? Okay, now let's go on. Iboilu, Shimir Mai. What happens if you did, now we're going to forget about now setting up the strainer. What happens if you, what's it called, you strained something on Shabbos? Or on Shabbos, according to everybody. Even Rabbi Lezer holds that you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, that it's usur to strain on Shabbos, what happens if you did do it? Is it Nisud Rabban or Nisud Raisa? Omer Rav Kahana, Shimer Chayiv Chatas. Straining is Chayiv Chatas on Shabbos. Maski Flor of Sheshes, Mika Midi de Rabban and Mechai Vichatis, Rebbe Lezer, Shoy Lechatil. Rebbe Lezer holds you're allowed to strain on Shabbos, and the Rabbanan hold that it's usur to strain on Shabbos, and even on Yontif. Okay? So, comes out that Rebbe Lezer holds you're allowed to do it the Chatchila, and the Rabbanan hold if you do it, you're Chai Vichatis. Where do we find a machlokas? Min HaKotze LaKotze. That one of them holds it's mutter completely, another one holds it, it's Chai Vichatis. Maskiflor of Yosef Almalo, You don't find such machlokas, and I'll show you machlokas where one holds its mutter and one holds its chayv achatras. Hari ir shel zohav, right? The jewelry of ir shel zohav, this kind of woman's jewelry that has Yerushalayim on it in gold. The Reb Meir Mechayev Chatas, Reb Meir holds that it's not considered a beged, and if you walk out with it on Shabbos into Rosh Hashanah, you're carrying it, and you're Chayev Chatas. Reb Elezer Shari Lechatchil, and Reb Elezer holds that it's not even Asur Midrabanan. Why would it be Asur Midrabanan? Because why are jewelry that is considered wearing and not carrying Asur? Because we're afraid the woman will take it off to show to her friends, and she'll forget, and she'll end up carrying it in Rosh Hashanah. So Rebbe Lezer holds, this thing is only worn by chasheva women. No plain women have ir shel zov. It's a very expensive thing, and only chasheva women wear it. And therefore, chasheva women aren't going to show it to their friends. They're above that. So it's mutter. And they will see there's a third sheet that it holds. It's asur midrabanan, because we're afraid that she'll take it off and show it. Mahi, where is this machlokis? The Tanya, lo seitze isha b'ir shel zohav, a woman's not allowed to go out with this ornament called an ir shel zohav. The imyotze chayev eschatas divrei Meir. And if she does, she's chayev eschatas. Not considered wearing, it's considered carry. The chachamim omrim, lo seitze, the chachamim say no, lechatchila, she can't go out with it. It's not, carrying, it's wearing, but she's not allowed the chatchila to do it because we're afraid she'll take it off and show it and end up carrying. The imyotza p'tura, but if she did and she didn't take it off, then she's p'tura avalos. Rebbe Lezer omer, yotza isha b'ir shel zohav the chatchila, right? And the reason, like we said, omer le'abaya, misovis Rebbe Lezer, ader a meir koi, da omer chayev eschatis, ader a bonin koi, da amre p'tura avalosher. Omer lehu iyu, mutur lechatchila. Right? No, this machlokas, you can't tell me, is a case where one holds its mutter and one holds its chayev chatas. Why? Because it's not that you can't have different opinions whether something's mutter, asur, or chayev chatas. Now, you can. It's just that the Shemir machlokas, where you have two opinions, and one says this extreme, one says that extreme, that's rare. But over here, there's a three-way machlokas. So when Rebbe Lezer says it's mutter lechatchila, he, you have to compare to the middle shita. They hold it's asur midrabanan, and he holds it's mutter. And there is an opinion that says that it's chayev chatas, right? There can be three opinions. But we don't find that when there's only two opinions, one is this extreme and one's the other extreme. Since there's a middle ground over here, the truth is, I'm not going to go out of my way to try and explain this, because Tosa says he doesn't understand what the answer is. Because the Maaseh, we still have something that one holds is chayev chatas and one holds is mutter. Where we find such a thing that what one person holds is chayev chatas, another one holds mutter completely. The most is we find this one holds only rabbanan, this one holds that it's min haTorah, or this one holds it's midrabanan, this one holds mutter. But that there should be such a spread at all that somebody should hold something chayev chatas and somebody else should hold mutter, that's difficult. So we didn't really answer the question. But the way I'm explaining it is that the problem is not that you can't have differences of opinion and one whole talk is something chayev chatas or else mutter. That wasn't the Gemara's kasha. But when there's a machlokas of two opinions that they should be so divided, that's unusual. But when there's three opinions, for instance, since there's a middle opinion, one can go to this side, one can go to that side. Mishu mai masvinen bay. So now the Gemara gave up that idea and it's saka. It could be that you're chayev chatas according to the Rabbanan. So what hasra? What's the malacha? Rabba omar mishum borer. Rabba says your master mishum borer, because filtering is separating the bad from the good. Reb Zera omar, during with a kli. Reb Zera omar mishum merakid. Reb Zera says no, it's more comparable to merakid is sifting with a sifter. Sifting solids is like straining liquids. And it's not like borer, because they say, because borer is, we'll see one second, kavosi didi, omer rabba, kavosi didi mistaber. Rabba said, it's more logical, like I'm saying, that it's because of borer. My darkosho borer, notal ochol meinich apsoles, just like borer, you take the good and you leave the bad. Afacha nami notal ochol meinich apsoles, you're taking the good, right, the wine is going down, the leaves are staying in the strainer. Reb Zera kavosid didimistav. Reb Zera said, no, more logical like me. Mat darko shomarakit psolus mamala vochel mamata. Usually by borer, you take away the bad. That's the normal way of borer. You take away the bad and you leave the good. Here, lamaisa by marakid, and normally borer, the good stays on the top and the bad is is separated to the bottom. But by sifting, enochanami, the flour goes through the sifter and the bad, the psoles, stays on top. Same thing with a filter, the strainer. The bad stays on the top and the wine goes underneath. So it's not like borer, it's more like meraki. Okay? V'ochel m'mata, v'ochel psoles m'mala v'ochel m'mata. So there's a machlokus over here, whether Rava says borer, and surely meraki, he agrees that it's more similar to meraki, but it's even like borer, right? And Reb Zera says dafka meraki, not borer, or that each one says dafka their thing. He holds not like meraki. Meraki is only with solids. This is a liquid. It's not like sifting. Sifting is with solids, not with liquids. Reb Zera says no. The way that it's done is more similar, even though it's with a liquid, it's more similar to meraki than borer, and therefore each one holds that it's only this, only chai. The nafkamina is, if you gave him hasra, it could be, the halach is, you don't have to give hasra in the name of the thing it is, right? You only have to give hasra in the name of the av, and what's it called, or whatever. You don't have to masra dafka in the name of the thing itself. But if you give the wrong one, the guy's going to say, that's not similar to that at all. So you're not chayav. So the shaila is, if you gave the wrong one, not that you have to give dafka this one, but if you gave the other one, then each one would hold your could be your nachai v'chatas. So shaila, if you hold that you're chayav for both of them, the Rambam seems to say it's either one, either merakit or borer. The paskins like what's it called, like Rabba, and Rabba means both borer and merakit. How many chatos are you chayav? You did two malachas according to Rabba, borer and merakit. So you chayav two. The Igle Tal says no, you only chayav one. Because can't be chayiv more than one chatos, right? It's very similar malachas. And what's it called? And the Minchas Tinuf Taka says you'd be chayiv two chatos. One for borer, one for meraki. Rashi. Yotze isha chatos, the lav chayiv is shimer, nasin shmarim letluya v'sine. If you put in wine with lees into a strainer on Shabbos, what's the halacha? Chayiv is chatos, the lav tachshetu, elamosis. The Gemara says you chayiv a chatos. So the Gemara says, where do we find it in? And that someone holds your chayav achatas, someone holds his mutter. So the Gemara says, yeah, by ir shel zov. Chayav eschad lav tashit hu elamosi. Because Rameir holds that an ir shel zov is not considered an ornament, it's considered you're carrying it. Potter de tashit hu. The Rabbanan hold that no, it's a tashit. Lechatchila asr dil moshalfu machdir. And the Rabbanan hold that still it's asr lechatchila because we're afraid she may take it off and end up carrying it. Yotza Isha, the man dark lemefed beer shall zov, Isha Hashuva. Isha Hashuva lo shofa machin. Rebbe Lezer holds him chatchila. Because who wears an ear shall zov? Only an important woman. Important women don't take off their jewelry and show it to their friends. They're above that. Mishum mai masrina, bela mishamir, mishum borer, the hainami borerhu. There's also borer. Kavos didi mistabra, di yosru be mishum borer hasroi. That if you said borer, it's also hasra. Okay, the notal ochel minyach psolus ula rabba who had dinami di asru be mishum merakit havi hasra. Rashi holds that rabba holds borer and surely merakit, surely domet to merakit to sifting. Aval Reb Zera I asru be mishum borer lav hasrahi, but Reb Zera holds only merakit because it's not like borer at all. The lo domi le borer sha ochel amato psolus lamala mashen kei be borer kiknis sha psolus lamata. Right, by borer, normally borer, you put in kidneys, right, they what's called stay on the top, and the rocks go down to the bottom, right, the dirt is, so the bad goes away from the good. Mashenkin over here, the what's it called, the bad stays on top, and the good goes down. So therefore, it's not what's it called, it's not like borer, according to Reb Zera. Okay, let's go on. Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Talis Kfula Lo Yaseh, Dim Asa Patra Aval Asar. You can't make a Talis Kfula is where you hang a talis, right, a garment over a frame and make a, what's it called, an ohel, an ohel aroi. So that's what's called asha lechatchila. Hayakorach olea chut omishcha omishicha mutter lintosa lechatchila. But if it had a string on it, where it was made to open and close, it has a thing to pull it open and close, then it's mutter lechatchila. And Tosis learns that's only if you have also this one pshat, that if you have also a tefach opened. If it's already a tefach opened and you have a string, that's mutter. Another pshat Tosis holds, if it has a tefach even without a string, is mutter. And a string even without a tefach, since it has a string and it's made to open and close, it's clear that it's only an ol aroy, and it was already set up before Shabbos or Yontif to be able to open with the string, that's good enough. So the machlokus whether it is a string plus a tefach, but either one by itself wouldn't be good, or either one by itself is okay. A tefach opened before Shabbos, you can add. And if it had a string, even if there wasn't a tefach open, it was okay. Bo minei Rav Kahana Mirav, ki lamahu. What about a canopy over a bed? Amarle af mita asura. She told him, even by a bed is asura. Mita mas. He asked him, what about a bed? Amarle af kila muteras. Even the canopy is muter. We'll see what they what the shot. Kilo mita. Then he asked them both together. What about a canopy and a bed? Amarle kila asura mita muteras. The canopy is asura, but the bed is muter. Below kasha. Lechori gave him three different answers that were all different. One time he told him, this is okay. One time, this is not okay. He says, look, Asher, Chodekomer, Af Mita Asura Kedekar Menoi. When he said that even a Mita is Asur, that's the Mita of a Kar Menoi. We'll see 1 second, Rashi explain all of it. Chodekomer, Le Af Kila Muteris, where he said that even a canopy is Mutter, Kedar Rami Bar Yecheskel. Right? That's the Kila of Rami Bar Yecheskel. That one's Mutter by itself. Kila Asura, Umita Muteris, where the canopy is Asur, but the bed is Mutter, Kedar Didon, like our beds and canopies. The canopies also, the beds mutter. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi explains it all. Talis kfula lo yase, lishtoach taliso agabe arbi yasedos, to spread out your garment on four pegs, lishon tachtean, to sleep underneath it, because you're making a canopy. It's an ola roi. The rosh of mischaplim, lekan ulekan, litzad haaretz, v'avi leleksolim, lehogi minachama, d'avi oala. It's like the kids make a thing. They spread it over, what's it called, two chairs, and it hangs down. So Rashi says it has to have sides. Just the top Rashi holds is not awesome. It has to have a top and the sides go down, and it's all around, has mechitzas plus a top. Even though it's only temporary, it's awesome. Korach alem ibold yom chuto meshicha, v'nosna al hanes, shal hakinuf, if you tie a string to it, so, what's it called? You left it open, but you made a string so you can pull it open on Shabbos, right? The korach alei achut l'moshchabo l'parso l'kan l'kan mutter l'moshchabo b'Shabbos. The most of all, oh, roi hu v'eino kosel l'chatchila. Since you set it up before Shabbos, even though you didn't open it at all, but you had a string on it to open it, that's called mosif al ohel aroy. It's already set up. It's not an ohel yet, but that's called already only osafa. Like we said, one pshat and post is you had to have the tefach open, and now you have the string to pull it more. That's okay. Kikinikar minoi, hainu gilalanisa, sheporko machzira, vushay mokum loshan acher, kar minoi mochri bigde pisht and mochri maleya. So the one that, what's it called, the one that he said that the mitas osur kidekar minoi, where they take the bed apart and put it back together, the modular bed, that one's osur, because it wasn't set up from before Shabbos. It wasn't that you just repositioned it. You made it on Shabbos. That's osur. Kiderami korech ole achut. The case where it's mutter is where you have a string on it, or it's opened the tefach before. That's mutter there too. Kedididon, mita shahoysa skufa v'humoshiva ragleho. And the one that's mutter lechatchila is the one where the bed was on its side and you turned it over. Like Rashi says, that's mutter even lechatchila. Okay, let's just finish up one more line here. Omer of Yosef, chazina lehu lekile devei rafuna, demi ursa negidu mitzafra chaviti rabia. He said, I saw the beds of Ravuna that at night they were what's it called set up, and in the morning they what's it called they took them down. Okay, meaning that obviously they what's it called Rashi Lizmir Nursan the Gidim at Safra Chavita Belele Shabbos Reisim Prusos. I saw the canopy over the bed right before when Leil Shabbos.